Everyone, and welcome to No Planet B, a podcast where we're talking about climate change and its effect on Planet A. I'm Wyatt.
And I'm Bree. This week we're going to talk about ways you can be sustainable.
We're talking about sustainability today, Brianna?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
We're talking about how to stay sustainable and how to be mindful.
Sure.
How mindful are you at any given moment, Brianna?
I didn't really think much about it, so I guess not very.
I would argue that that's the opposite of mindfulness.
Yeah.
It's not thinking much about it. All right. So an article that I wanted to begin with is one about how mindfulness and sustainability can have a pretty substantial connection. It's an article from Ecological Economics called Mindfulness and Sustainability. And we'll have that linked in our reference docs.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, mindfulness can lead to sustainability through a couple of ways. And mindfulness, you can get a lot of ways to get mindfulness. One of them is through meditation. But what is mindfulness? I bet you're wondering. It's focusing on awareness in the present moment and acknowledging your feelings, thoughts, and bodily sensations. That means like, just basically being aware of, and I sound like an idiot because I'm nowhere near an expert in this. I read this paper, but it's like being aware of certain things without over-identifying with them. So characteristics about yourself without reacting in an automatic way, in a non-habitual way, so that you can kind of understand yourself, how you're feeling, what you value, what you don't value, things like that. And so in this article, they say that mindfulness can lead to well-being for a ton of reasons. It increases your awareness at any present moment. It increases compassion and empathy and the understanding of your own values. The reason why it's important that mindfulness can lead to well-being is that with a growing population, if mindfulness can lead to well-being, it'll shift the well-being focus from materialism to intrinsic value a little bit. So as our population grows, if people start to view themselves as happier without material items, that in turn can lead to living sustainably. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's part one. So hopefully you followed that far. mindfulness also is found to, and a lot of these are studies, they're all referenced, which they're pretty social and psychological, so they're not very, very hard and fast lab studies, but there are a lot of them. So point two is that mindfulness can lead to empathy and compassion by extending your identity beyond individual personalities. And as you have more empathy, you have more compassion, that can increase your connection with other people and the world around you, basically just outside of your own head. And that's another way that mindfulness can lead to living a more sustainable life. Number three. And this is kind of the direct one, is that mindfulness will increase your awareness of your own mental life and will reduce your emotional and cognitive habits, promoting sort of like a non-automatic mode that's more flexible and more objective. And in that way, you'd be able to form certain patterns, new patterns. And as you're making these new patterns, you can choose them more arbitrarily and you won't just be buying certain things because you feel like it. Like sometimes you buy stuff. All right, we're going to pull back the curtain a little bit. Sure, I'm an asshole. I will just sometimes get like Taco Bell on my way home. And it's decisions like that that I sometimes just kind of do, you know? In my head, I'm not like, oh, you know what? Sounds perfect objectively and arbitrarily. Getting this Taco Bell is kind of just like something that like sounds pretty good. So I kind of do it. It's sort of habitual.
Mm-hmm.
So like a mindfulness like this can in a couple of ways lead to a sustainable lifestyle. There are three points to that. that I kind of just listed. Mindfulness increasing well-being because of its shift away from materialism, its increase in empathy and compassion, and its sort of habit-breaking potential. Now, some of the problems with that are the idea of you having habits associated with your needs versus your wants. Wants, that's pretty easy. You know, like I would want Taco Bell, but I still need food. So I'm still going to have to buy something. Mm-hmm. And maybe that something still has an ecological impact. Sometimes you have physical barriers, like, you know, you want a carpool or you want a bike, but maybe your city isn't bikeable. Maybe your city isn't walkable. So you want to make these sustainable decisions, but maybe you can't, you physically can't. You also have the idea that mindfulness will argue a little bit with the digital era, how everyone kind of wants to be on their phones. You still kind of form habits by looking at social media, seeing ads, stuff like that. And the final sort of criticism is that a lot of this research is, you know, being psychological, being social, it's a little bit correlational and not, doesn't deal exactly with causes. So there's a little more research that needs to be done. But I mean, those three points to me make so much sense about how mindfulness can be sustainable. The idea of finding like exactly why you would want to live sustainably is maybe the first step in living sustainably. So I think that makes just so much sense. So that's a little bit of my, that's my Zen corner.
What do you think it would take for people to want to be more mindful? Because I don't know. I feel like...
That's a really good question.
Like, do you think people are interested in being more mindful?
Yes and no. I feel like millennials are getting to that point right now where they pick up meditation. I don't know about everyone, and that's a pretty big age gap and a big assumption, but kind of, I feel like people are downloading these apps that help them meditate. One big thing that's tough to realize with mindfulness is that you don't want it to be ego-based. So it's hard. If someone starts meditation on their own, usually it's like, oh, I want my life to be a little bit better, mm-hmm. so I'm going to start meditating. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that, you know, maybe that'll get in the way a little bit. I think people generally like meditating, though. If you present it to them, a lot of people are able to do it, and a lot of people can see the effects pretty quickly because we live in a, you know, we live in an era where everyone's mind is kind of running constantly. An interesting question is like the application of mindfulness, and like, would you, well, how would you feel about if we taught mindfulness or like meditation in school, like for young kids?
I think that would be interesting.
Instead of making them learn the goddamn recorder, we teach kids how to meditate or how to be mindful or just start like enforcing those patterns in kids earlier on, maybe. Yeah. I'm far from an expert, but I do think it's interesting.
That is interesting. I don't know how that'd play out.
Have you ever meditated?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really nice. It's hard to kind of like clear your head, though, of all the things.
Yeah.
But
is tough.
I'm just wondering, say you're talking to a guy who like runs a fast food restaurant and his livelihood is like on that unsustainable, you know, situation.
Mm.
What would make him want to be more mindful about his sustainability? I just don't know. It's a tough question.
It's a really tough question.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe from the perspective of this article, you could say, well, if this person is already more mindful, and that's why maybe you teach it like earlier on in school, but if this person is more mindful, maybe they'll have a more empathy for the environment. And so they'll have a, maybe even if it's just a tiny bit, a little bit of less of a focus on money and more on the environment. So maybe they take a little L on like buying biodegradable straws or something. So like, cause you have that compassion for the environment or you have that like empathy for the earth belonging to everyone and different species and stuff like that. And, but you have to get that mindfulness there first, or you don't have to, but I guess from the idea of the article is you could, and it could help.
Yeah. I personally can't relate to people who just don't care about the environment, because I've literally seen people just litter straight in front of me like it's no big deal, and I just can't. Yeah. I can't imagine.
Sucks.
I can't imagine opening your car door and throwing something out on the road, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Do you think that you're really just born with that? Or I don't know, because even I feel like even if I some people just really don't give a fuck. I
don't know. Yeah, especially people who throw things out of their car at like red lights. Are you kidding? Like,
I've had friends at a red light and I get so angry. I'm like, are you serious? Like, I'm like, pull over and pick that up. I'm not even kidding. So yeah, I don't know. It's very disheartening. I really wish I could understand where people who don't care are coming from. I wish I could figure it out, but I just can't.
Yeah.
Keeps me up at night.
It's just keeps me up every night.
I don't know.
I do think it's maybe just them focusing on other things.
You think so?
It's not their priority. Yeah, like they have to get to work. They have to get to school. They have to be doing what they're doing. They have to take care of whoever is dependent on them. They're not focused on, even though all these things are going to depend on how they treat the earth. And that tipping point is getting closer and closer.
But
that's just not like their main focus, you know?
I just don't understand. You can get to school without throwing shit out your car door. Like, I don't... You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you don't have to recycle, but like, don't throw shit outside. Like, who raised you?
Yeah. And people who don't recycle at all.
Yeah.
People who have access to recycling and just don't do it. Oh, brother.
Oh my God! Did I tell you the story about this kid we went to school with? I'm not going to throw him under the bus, but he told me that he doesn't have to recycle because. He literally said,
no.
Okay, he said, you don't have to recycle because God made enough of everything. That's what he told me. I don't know if I told you that before or not. But it just gets me every time.
Isn't that? Couldn't you also use that as the argument for recycling?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I was like, all right.
All right, dude. He wasn't even talking about it beforehand. He just dips over to you and says, hey.
No, I think we were having a conversation about sustainability, and that was his like viewpoint, and I was like, what?
I'm gonna think about that every morning.
I'm gonna write God an email and be like, sorry that he said that.
Do you want to do some of your talking points?
Sure.
Or do you want to play my Wheel of Fortune?
I'll just throw one out there because we're already talking about recycling. Okay, so I kind of want to talk about properly recycling. If you don't recycle properly, every neighborhood and county is different. So you really need to like look up what your recycling plant can handle. Because if you don't clean everything, if you're throwing food containers in there without cleaning them, sometimes that doesn't even get recycled because it would mess up the machinery. Only certain plants. A lot of people think that you can recycle plastic bags from the grocery store. Only certain plants can recycle that. So you need to really make sure that the stuff you're putting into your recycling bin can be recycled, because if not, it's going to just end up in a landfill because it's more expensive for them to have to sort through all of that. And it messes up the machinery if it's not recyclable. And use less disposable stuff, like straws. That's such an issue. Buying your own straw is really just, it's easy. I mean, I have like a pack of the stainless steel ones, or you could get the silicone ones. I prefer the metal ones, but that's just me. Because I feel like it would take longer for those to get messed up than the silicone ones. A lot of people are trying their best, like recycling, but you really need to know what your recycling plant can handle, because if not, all that hard work you're doing by sorting is like just a fucking waste. So that's a way you can be sustainable if you're already recycling. And if you're not recycling, oh my God, recycle, bitch. Okay, that's it. Okay, that's my little first point. I had to tape a list on my recycling bin so my parents wouldn't be putting like plastic bags in there, because facility doesn't take plastic bags. Also quit using plastic bags.
Quit using plastic bags, dude. My mom nonstop, just, like, she uses plastic bags, but also buys like water bottles.
Yeah.
And they can be recycled, but also just stop buying. Just use a Nalgene, you know?
Y'all ever heard of a Brita? Okay, listen. Water bottles are so annoying, and they're not even cute.
Yeah.
Like, use a, like, you could customize your own cool little water bottle, right? People will be like, oh, where'd you get your water bottle from? Like, no one's gonna ask you where you got your plastic bottle from, because they already know. I know this is like a ridiculous argument, but literally so many plastic, it's such a waste. Like, honestly, I know everyone's like, water is like, it tastes better bottled. No, it doesn't. Like, a Brita is just as good. I'm getting visibly angry. talking about it. Like, honestly, come on.
You went from 0 to 100, and I don't know where the middle of that was.
What are your thoughts, Wyatt?
I know, I agree. I try to get everyone to stop buying water bottles. I think they're goofy as hell.
Oh, Christ.
I think just using... I mean, Britas are cool if you're afraid of tap water, like I am a little bit, but I just use like a Nalgene and just drink water all day.
Yeah.
It is so cool. It helps you to remind, like reminds you to drink water. And also you don't have to be throwing stuff away. You don't have to be trying to recycle stuff.
Yeah. Your bottled water probably doesn't come from where you think it does. Yeah. You thought it came from a spring. Probably not. It may not even be filtered. I'm reading this off a website.
Was that straight off the internet?
In some instances, bottled water is glorified tap water. This is due to the fact that municipal water supply that comes to our homes is highly regulated. So yeah, quit saying your tap water tastes like crap unless you live in Flint and you got a real issue, okay? Like, I'm just saying... the EPA regulates public tap water supplies and sets legal limits for hundreds of contaminants that could show up in water. And they regularly test these contaminants, okay? Alternatively, bottled water undergoes very little regulation, and recent studies have found traces of phthalates, mold, microbes, arsenic, and thousands of other contaminants in plastic bottled water cases. So yeah, suck on that, I guess. I feel like I'm like at a higher level than I should be right now. I should probably calm down.
No, you're good. Just food for thought.
Or water for thought, whatever.
Fuck you.
So yeah. Wyatt. Cool.
Do you wanna switch off so we can play my Wheel of Fortune now?
Yeah, we can do that.
Pick a number 1 through 5.
2.
Number 2. So what we're going to do is we're looking at the EPA's percentage of carbon emissions by sector from 2017. And we're going to talk about how you can be more sustainable in those areas. So number 2 is electricity.
Ooh.
So yeah, so this accounts for, in the US, 28% of all greenhouse gas emissions, and globally it's 31%. Now there are different ways that we can reduce our greenhouse gas emissions through electricity, and we can do that through the perspective of engineers, of policymakers, of individuals. So for example, like, engineers could do something like work on increased efficiency of fossil fuel plants, use carbon capture and sequestration, which is a really interesting, cool idea. Policymakers could do things like incentivize renewable resources, and most importantly, the individuals. This can take the form of you turning off your lights in your house when you aren't using them, unplugging things when you aren't using them, because as they're plugged in, they're still taking up electricity. Or there are other things that you can do that are a little more concrete, like the EPA has something called Energy Star, where it can sort of endorse your home or your appliances, and it can give you information about the greenhouse gases that you're using, the greenhouse gases that other people are using, ways to improve your efficiency, and things like that. And it can sort of measure and benchmark your greenhouse gas emissions and allow you to act more intentionally about how you use them. So that's electricity, folks.
I was gonna say, maybe like put in a clip of the electric slide like before you
Oh, that'd be fun.
Start with that one.
Maybe I'll do some sound effects for this one.
Okay. So I kind of want to talk about single-use plastic bags.
Okay, and sick.
How shitty those are.
God.
So let's just like...
We're really going to earn that explicit tag for this one.
So I work at a grocery store. I'm not going to say which because I feel like I'd get in trouble for that, whatever. But people really be using plastic bags for the dumbest shit. Like people will get a pack of cigarettes and I'll be like, do you need a bag with that? And they'll be like, yeah. I'm like, why?
Of course.
Why? Why? So anyway, I'm just saying, like, people have gotten in such of a habit of using them. It's like a what is it called?
A habit?
A crutch. That's what I was looking for. A crutch.
Yeah, crutch.
It's like a crutch for them. No, they're accurate. Like, oh, I have to prove I bought this with a plastic bag. No, you don't. Just hold on to your receipt. Or even better, you don't need that because I just saw you pay for it. I'm not going to, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a little confused as to what you mean by they're trying to prove that they bought it with a plastic bag.
Okay, because a lot of people's argument is, oh, if I don't take it out in a plastic bag, people are going to chase me out the door. No, the fuck they aren't. Like, what?
Oh, like they stole it?
Yeah, no, I know. We know damn well if you stole something, people act sketchy and they don't like avoid us. Obviously, they're what?
Yeah.
You know, I walk out all the time with stuff in my hand and my receipt in the other hand, but I've been using e-receipts actually lately, so that's really cool. I'm glad that a lot of places.
How do you do that?
Yeah, no, places are transferring to e-receipts so that you don't have to have the printout version. You can just have it emailed to you, which is really cool.
Does the grocery store that you work at do that?
Yes, it does. But okay, plastic bags, people. Americans use 100 billion a year, and this requires 12 million barrels of oil to manufacture.
And stop putting them under your sink and saving them for a rainy day. You're not going to use them for anything else.
Unless you have a dog, I guess. Like, that's fair. But yeah, no, plastic bags are made with fossil fuels because you need petroleum to make them. And these end up in the ocean. They kill animals. They literally don't biodegrade. But yeah, no, plastic bags. The reason grocery stores use it is because they're the least costly. And
yeah,
they actually do carry the smallest ecological footprint to produce. Because paper bags are actually a little worse for the environment. But the problem is, if you're using your reusable bags enough, it's better than plastic. So if you buy reusable bags and don't use them, then it's not really worth it. That's like study, because people are arguing, oh, well, it actually takes more energy to make reusable bags. Well, yeah, but if you're using them, if you're not just like keeping them in your trunk, it pays off. That lowers your carbon footprint as long as you're using them like efficiently. People will argue, well, I do reuse my plastic bags, but that only lowers your footprint to a certain point. I mean, they usually end up being waste bin liners or, you know, and after they're done, they end up in the landfill. And like I said, they don't biodegrade. Like, paper bags biodegrade. So yeah. And some reusable bags are better than others. It's good to know this. The best option is to use one that you already have. Like, don't go buy a new one if they're not made from plastic and stuff like that. That's better, because a lot of reusable bags are made from plastic, if you haven't noticed, which is like kind of defeating the purpose. So many plastic bags end up in the ocean or in landfills, and it's so useless. You can fit so much more into a reusable bag. I mean, a lot of people are banning plastic bags, which is awesome, like California did. So I'm really hoping Florida, like, you know, does that soon. A lot of places even offer discounts. Like, I know Target. I know it's not a big one, but you get 5 cents off per bag you use. Reusable bags. So.
Very cool. Would you like to pick a number?
Let's go with 4.
4? Okay. Number 4 is commercial and residential. So, this one is, in the U.S., this is 12% of emissions. So, this is the 4th largest. And this basically will be, this is, I mean, we've kind of already touched on a lot of this, but it's reducing solid waste sent to landfills. So utilizing recycling, you know, from an engineer's perspective, it could be capturing and using methane that's produced in current landfills, which is like, obviously that's not something you can do at home, but that is something that you can advocate for or whatever. getting all your equipment at your house checked out. So, and this will save you, not only will this be more ecological, but like it'll save you money as well as checking your air conditioning from leaking. Because that's a pretty big one, that it leaks refrigerants and also it uses more energy afterwards.
And also, like, when I was in college, my first place was ripping me the fuck off by...
Yeah.
Basically, they had the water heater set super high, so it was constantly heating my water, even when I wasn't using it.
Yeah,
so if you exactly. If you get that set down to, like, a lower temperature, you save so much money and you're using less energy. Like, I was so pissed off because, like, you know, they, like, rip off college kids. It's free to get your house checked out by a utilities, like the utility center.
Oh, the utilities company?
At least in Tallahassee. Yeah, at least the city of Tallahassee, it was free to get your place checked out. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they
that's
even,
really cool.
And they even gave me like a reusable, not reusable, they gave me like a shower head that uses less pressure, so
reusable one. Yeah.
Not reusable one. it decreased the amount.
It utilizes more pressure.
Yeah.
So like you don't need as much water.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah. So stuff like that. Like that's an increase in efficiency because you need less water. Buy more efficient light bulbs. That's a really really big one for like lighting your home.
What are your thoughts on candles, Wyatt? Why don't we just switch back to candles?
Dude, I love candles. I'll use candles in rooms like my bathroom. And not even turn the lights on.
Rooms like my bathroom.
I'm totally okay with that.
Are there any other rooms like your bathroom?
There's only one room like my bathroom on Earth. Yeah, what else you got?
Oh, what else does Bree have? Okay, let's talk about... I already talked about straws, right?
Yeah. This may need to be two episodes because we're already at 30 minutes.
You think so? Okay. Well,
I have like five. I've only done two.
I can leave it off on like one more thing. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, you do one more. I'll do one more, and then maybe let's call it because that'll probably be like 45 minutes.
Well, since I work in a grocery store, we get it, Bree. You work in a grocery store. I remember I used to go into this market. I'm not gonna like throw any markets under the bus or whatever, but. And I would think, oh, everything's so pretty in here. It must be organic, right? Like, everything is so nice, and the music and everything was expensive. And I was like,
the music is so pretty.
This has to be nice, because it seems rich and fancy. It has to come from, like, a local little garden. That's not always the case. That's called greenwashing. It's when things are pretty much... made to make you think, oh, this has to be healthy for me. Oh, this has to be good for me. Mm-hmm. That's not always the case. So knowing what tags mean is really important. What organic means, knowing what fair trade means, knowing what's sustainable and what's not sustainable. The produce at your local grocery store is probably shipped from like countries away, like thousands of miles. And that's a lot of CO2 into the atmosphere. If you're buying locally, that's, you know, way less carbon dioxide in the atmosphere because it's not planes and ships having to crate this shit over, you know? So that in itself, just shopping locally saves a lot of energy. And knowing what's organic, what's not, knowing where your food's coming from when you're shopping, that's a big thing.
Because knowing where your food's coming from
is
huge.
Knowing what labels
mean. That's what Dylan
mean.
Was talking about in that oyster episode as well.
Yeah, like for real. When he was talking about the Chinese shrimp and stuff, like how gross that is. The way they like harvest everything and how gross the water is.
Just like if you know your farmers, you know, like Dylan, like if I were to get oysters from Dylan, I would know that he's someone who's putting in like an effort to be more sustainable and just more mindful about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get some peace of mind from knowing, and I would have the responsibility of knowing that he's someone who I can trust to be taking care of those things. Whereas if you're going to a supermarket and buying all your groceries, you don't really know where exactly those are coming from and who exactly is doing it and what they do.
Yeah, you really don't. Just know what you're buying. Like obviously the closer proximity, the better. Because it's less carbon dioxide,
less pollution, transportation,
And just understanding what organic means, how sometimes things can be labeled organic, even though only a certain portion of the ingredients are organic. Just really doing your research on stuff like that, because I mean, so many things look pretty, but in reality, it's fucking like a Nabisco product. Is it true that like McDonald's owns Panera? Isn't that a thing?
Is that true?
Let me make sure this is, yeah, Panera. I was right. See, when you go to Panera, you're not thinking, oh, Big Mac, you know, you're thinking bread bowl with the soup in it. I don't know. Maybe that's not a good analogy, but like, you know, no, what I'm saying?
That illustrates a good point, that being more mindful about that stuff. You can, I feel like I've only said that word today.
Yeah.
And I keep saying it.
Yeah, no, that's...
But like, yeah, being more conscious about stuff like that. Like, you wouldn't have known that without researching it first.
Right? Yeah. Do your research.
All right. Well, do you want to hit me with a number? A new number?
1 out of 5, right?
Yes.
3.
3 is... pretty easily relatable to that. Number 3 on the wheel is industry. And in the US, it takes up 22% of carbon emissions. Now, so industry is going to sound like it's kind of tough on the consumer side or just like the individual. But, you know, so from like an engineer's perspective, one big thing you could do, well, obviously, is like efficiency. Working on efficiency is what engineers do all day, every day. Because not only do they want to work for the environment, but they also want to, you know, save money, save time, save energy. But EPA does have an Energy Star program that I think I mentioned earlier that you can use for your home. And this can also be something that endorses manufacturing plants or appliances or machines, things like that. And that can give you information about, information about greenhouse gas emissions and stuff like that. Now, policymakers could approach this from the side of education, you know, teaching people who work at these plants about things like leaks or about efficiency, resources. And then, so for individuals on the industry side, this is probably the least intuitive, but supporting industries that use recycled or renewable products rather than things that are just raw materials, and supporting companies that you know exhibit sustainable sourcing. So there's an idea that has been getting more and more popular, and it's the sort of companies that exhibit a circular economy. So companies that'll make things from pre-existent things. There's a better way to explain that. But companies that'll manufacture their products from like recycled materials, basically. Mm-hmm. So instead of just making a new thing, you're recycling something. So it exhibits sort of a circular pattern instead of just a line. And there are some companies that, if you buy from them, you can even send in the thing you bought from them and they'll give you a discount on the next one. So stuff like that, they're trying to kind of close the loop on their circular economy. So supporting industries like that will help reduce footprints. And sick. That's the tea.
That's the tea today. For real though, thank you for listening to this. And I hope some of our ideas kind of inspired you. I don't know. But
didn't make you too angry?
Yeah, no, if it pissed you off a little, okay, whatever. Yeah. Sorry if you like your plastic straws.
Yeah, you never know. Some people do.
But for real, like, get yourself a cute-ass reusable bag.
Yes.
Read up on them tags at your grocery store. Get them utilities checked.
Get your utilities checked. Support industries that you trust. Shop locally. And ride a bike.
Do that too.
Use a Brita.
Please. Or an off-brand Brita. It don't gotta be a Brita. It just don't gotta be a plastic bottle, okay? So.
Do we have anything else?
Nah, that's it for today, folks.
That's it for today?
Yeah.
All right. Well, everyone, we're on Twitter at NoPlanetBcast, as well as Instagram. We're on LinkedIn as No Planet B. We're going to be on Ask Jeeves here pretty soon and Yahoo Answers soon. But until then, just hit us up on Twitter and Instagram and stuff. And yeah, come hang out. Thank you for listening.
What he said.
And have a good rest of your...
Did you want me to finish that?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah.
And have a good rest of your
time spent on this earth.
Okay, perfect.